On the line now I have Andrew Robinson. Hello, Andrew, how are you?
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Now, Andrew's from New Beginning, and we're going to talk about Priory Hall. Can you give us a bit of an update? This is, what, nearly 3 weeks now it's since it started.
Well, I suppose it probably started in 2006 when the place was built, and Dublin City Corporation became aware of the problem in 2009, and they immediately moved out. I should tell you this, is that some people who live here own their apartments. Mm-hmm. Some are renting from Dublin City Council, some are from St. Michael's and sheltered housing, and then there are other people who own the houses as part of the shared ownership scheme, where the corporation is half owners. And the corporation knew there was a problem in 2009, and they moved all their tenants out in December then. And it's taken them now almost 2 years to go and get a court order to get everyone else out while the safety work is carried out. And that's where we're at the moment. Mm-hmm. Dublin City Council went to the court and said there's no fire safety in the buildings. Everyone has to get out. And then the High Court is allowed to make any orders it can. And they've obviously made orders that the developer have to hand over the passports. And Judge Kearns, who's the second most senior judge in the country, is the president of the High Court. He, in fact, is getting these people into court every Friday afternoon, every Friday morning, and he's keeping an eye on the progress of the building works. And last Friday, Mr. McFeely, the convicted IRA man, who was the developer, had to hand in an affidavit of means. He had to hand in a sworn document saying how much cash he has and what assets he has. And they're back in again on Friday. And he says the work has been carried out and it'll be brought up to scratch. In 5 weeks, at the end of 5 weeks, by the end of November, the first stage of the work should have been done.
Mm-hmm. The judge is, I must say, he's really watching this case quite closely. Yeah. And he's on a daily basis. Can I ask you, if you go back to 2006, when the council found out about this and they decided to take out the tenants, would you know? 2009. Would you know if any representation was made by them to Feely at that time to say that the buildings weren't safe? I don't know if you'd know that.
I don't know that at all. Mm-hmm. But all I do know is that the Dublin City Council at that stage made a decision and they removed all of their tenants. Mm-hmm. It just took them, they acted swiftly to save their tenants, or to protect their tenants from any risk of death or injury and fire, but they didn't act as swiftly to protect everyone else, and you'd have to wonder as to what the reason for that is.
Mm-hmm. Because they see the people that are living there that own the place, they seem to be sort of in no man's land at this for the past 2 years, because they probably saw the tenants being taken out, probably weren't too sure why,
and
probably making inquiries and obviously getting nowhere.
They're devastated. And this is really an example of all the things that were wrong with Ireland during our Celtic Tiger years. Mm-hmm. We had a situation where a tribunal was set up after the Stardust disaster, you probably remember. Mm-hmm. And it found that at that time, somebody clever had come up with these draft building regulations, draft safety, mandatory safety requirements. And they weren't in place. The tribunal found out if they had been in place, they would have saved lives. And we got the Building Control Act that came in 1991, and that said that you have to have a fire safety certificate. But how you get it, the mind boggles when you look at it. You actually get your fire safety cert even before you start building. You show the plans and you say, look, I'm planning to have there's three different categories of fire things. One is retardant materials to stop the spread of fire, meaning a fire will take some time to go through a building, progress through a building. Secondly, I've got to have all my fire safety equipment, fire escapes, fire alarms, smoke alarms, that kind of thing. And thirdly, you'll have a fire exit, evacuation
procedures, yeah.
And proceed. Well, I suppose it's just basically built so you can get out of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so they got their fire cert for that. And then at the end of it all, what they do is they self-certify. The developer self-certifies that he's complied with the fire safety regulations. The developer writes there and said, I promise I have met all the fire safety requirements. An architect does a visual check, he looks at the thing, and he signs the form, and there you go. You're satisfied on that.
Mm, they seem to have carte blanche freedom to do what they liked, really. Apart from Priory Hall, there's loads of other stories coming out now in the wake of it, isn't there?
I believe that a number of people have made comments in the media in recent weeks that they said that quite a number of buildings lashed up in that time. fall into this. But Phil Hogan's comments, the Minister for Environment's comments, I thought were disgraceful in the Society of the Chartered Surveyors dinner recently. He actually stood up and he said that the building regulations were robust because it allowed the city corporation to go in and remove these tenants. I mean, like, they should have been robust to stop it. Tony Reid mentioned the Irish Times today that the building control regulations allow for statutory requirement for the state to go and do a check. And Reedy suggests that the state didn't want to push this through because they didn't want to be liable or responsible for checking fire safety in new buildings. And the building sector didn't want it because of their efficiency reasons. It would delay their developments, you know. And I think people have been very badly suffered as a very bad result.
And I'm just thinking of the weather over the past 2 days and people living everywhere, apart from those in Prairie Hall. I mean, they won't know. Maybe today they'll find out how bad the places they're living in after the past 2 days. But the weekend has been very bad for the residents, because I was only reading, if stories can be believed in the newspapers, that they were actually taken out of the Regency, had to be put somewhere else, and they're coming back Monday. So it's not a very good situation, especially for the people there that have young children.
No, one of the residents, Liz, who I met last week, told me that the plan was after the end of the 5 weeks, the end of November, they're back in court, and Judge Kearns will have an iron look at things, and the next stage of work will take place, and they're all going to be put in temporary apartments until January, and they should get back into their apartments by the end of January. But Friday will be interesting in court, because people would have had a chance to have looked through Mr. Rafidi's statement of needs and see does he have enough money to actually carry out these works.
And can I ask you, when it's all done with, and if it is all done within the specified time, do they have any case at all, the people themselves, for recompense?
Well, I suppose there's two separate parts to any legal proceedings here. There's the current part at the moment, and the proceedings are Dublin City Council against Coalport. And what they're doing is they're going into the courts looking for orders that the fire safety regulations and standards are complied with. And the court has the power to make any orders at once, and it's made the various orders I've mentioned. The next stage would be, if the work is completed, if people want to take civil cases against the developers for some kind of, I don't know, for damages. I've heard a number of the residents are very angry about it, and they don't want to go back into their apartments at all. Mm-hmm. Others certainly want to get some kind of compensation, as they see it, for what they've been put through. But I hope that that the work that the court is supervising is done, and that people can get back into their apartments and they can be safe in their apartments. And that's the main thing, and people paying out big mortgages, you know.
Mm-hmm. And New Beginning is staying with them all the way on this.
Well, New Beginning have been representing, and David Hall, who's, who works at New Beginning, has been going to the residents' meetings and helping the people. And I know that they've also arranged legal representation in terms of they've got solicitors and barristers who are watching the proceedings, and they're notice parties to the proceedings, and they're being informed what's happening in the courts on a weekly basis. And New Beginning just want to make sure that, like last week, on Monday, there were 9 orders for repossession grant. That's 9 families who were put out of their houses because they couldn't afford to pay their mortgage. And then on the following Thursday, by a High Court order, we had over 250 people put out, and they were paying the mortgages, and they were paying their rent. It's very unsatisfactory. And you just want to make sure that people are looked after, you know.
How does that happen if they're paying the rent that they're put out?
Well, because the High Court can make any order under the building regulations, and they said for the safety of these people, they have to all get out, you know.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And they still own their flats, and they're still paying their mortgages on them as well.
Yeah. I got mixed up there. I didn't know you were going back to Prairie Hall. But just to remind people that while we're talking about, in case people just read about it in the paper, New Beginning, the reason that you're there, and it's all to do with the catastrophe that's happened with people with mortgages over the past 2 years. Explain to people what New Beginning does.
Well, people be aware that a lot of people are having problems with their mortgages. And the government seems to have very little will to try and help people. I know there have been some proposals recently, and people are on negative equity and they're really struggling. People are going without to pay their mortgages, and many have given up. And the banks have gone into the courts, and the banks are seeking to get possession of the houses. And what they'll do then is they'll take possession of the house, they'll put people out in the street, and they'll sell the house to do what they want with it. And then people will still be left owing money because the houses now are worth a lot less than the mortgages. And a number of my colleagues and I were very distressed to see pundits who have been marched into the courts, who couldn't afford legal representation, turning up and losing their homes. Mm-hmm. And Vincent Martin and Ross McGuire, two barristers, Ross's senior counsel, and David Hall, set about starting New Beginning to provide representation for these people. And now there's several dozen of barristers and solicitors. I know yesterday we had Ross McGuire, senior counsel, and in court, and those Bridget Ferreter, who's a solicitor, was in court as well, helping the people, and I was there as well. Oh, you know, to give people legal representation. And New Beginning is also lobbying. They were have been lobbying the government to come up with a solution, and there is some good news. New Beginning have come up with a solution to help people to deal with their mortgage arrears. And that was announced on RTE 2 weeks ago as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just to say something there about a part of it, because I don't know, I mean, there's lots of people talking, and I suppose in layman's terms, banter being thrown back and forward and rumours and stuff. But like, for instance, they're saying a lot of the people that are in trouble and mortgage difficulties, they won't be thrown out because the banks don't want the houses because they're not worth anything. But if things were to turn swiftly in the next 6 months and we all of a sudden had a surge, an upsurge in people in the property, then the banks would want the houses back. But that's not true at all. I mean, that's just, as I said, rumour, isn't it?
Well, at the moment, the courts, I actually have just come from the Master's Court of the High Court, and what he does is he checks the paperwork is in order, and then it's transferred to a judge, and the judge decides whether to give an order for possession or not. Mm-hmm. And there were over 110, maybe over 120 things in this list, and most of them were applications from subprime lenders to take possession of houses. And these are basically, they're not regulated. The law in Ireland says you don't have to have any kind of regulation or meet any standard beyond that your business is to make loans for mortgages, and you're not going to charge more than 23% interest. Mm-hmm. And these are companies who it's been found out engaged in let's say less than efficient due diligence before they gave people money. They lent to unemployed people, people who are retired, people on disability. They lent them to buy vastly overpriced property, and now they're aggressively trying to keep people out. And they're all foreign companies. Their loans have been discounted and sold to other lenders, and there's all kinds of financial shenanigans going on there. But they're in the courts every day, and they're baying for blood, and they want the houses.
Mm-hmm. Okay, finally, Andrew, I mean, you're doing the New Beginning is doing lobbying, and there's been lots of debates about the government doing something about this. Do you think anything will be done in the near future? Now, not down the road in 2 years' time, but in the near future to help these people. Do you think so?
Well, New Beginning announced a solution on 2 weeks ago, and our mm-hmm. solution basically it's a little bit involved, but what it means is people, mortgages usually you pay higher repayments at the beginning and lower at the end. We have a procedure where you start with the lower payments and the term of the loan isn't increased, and a part of the loan is parked and doesn't accrue interest over the term of the loan. So it means that people aren't just paying interest only and still the loan is there. Mm-hmm. It means that you clear the loan. The banks don't take any loss. They do forego future profits in terms of interest, but I think every company is foregoing profits at the moment. Mm-hmm. And that's our solution. The government then immediately the next day brought out their solution, which was less than satisfactory. And I know that the Joint Directors Committee is considering new ideas, but no, I don't see the government coming up with a solution. I don't see a will to tackle it directly. But I know that there are some ministers and politicians who are attempting to deal with what is a very difficult issue.
Okay, we'll have to wait and see, and I hope to talk to you in the near future, and we'll see what's happening, especially about Prairie Hall over just before Christmas, because it must be devastating for people, as I said, with children coming up there who are living.
Oh, they're devastated, Jack.
Yeah, they're
the 28th of November is the last day. I think it's a Monday. It's the day that the first stage is to be completed, so I might talk to you before that about it.
Okay, thank you very much, Andrew.
Cheers, though.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.